This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Let me riff off of Nancy's last line there about businesses in general, not just government contractors specifically. What do you suppose they're thinking right now? We've talked to Todd Adams a couple of times over the past year or so. He runs Sanitube. It's a maker and importer of stainless steel products. So our conversations have been mostly about tariffs, but we called him up today to talk shutdown. Mr. Adams, good to talk to you, sir.
Good to talk to you, Kai.
So here we are, day, I've lost count, 24, I think, of this shutdown. You're running a small business in this economy. How you doing?
Well, you know, most of the business we do is in the private sector, so we aren't directly affected by the shutdown, but we do have some concerns. We import a lot of the fittings that we modify here at our Florida fabrication facility. With the shutdown, you know, I would imagine Customs and Border Protection is somewhat short-staffed. There is a large influx of goods coming in from China right now because of the Chinese New Year holiday, which is an annual occurrence every February. So the ports are already going to be strained, and with the shutdown, there could be further delays.
Seems to me you're kind of on the pointy end of two big things in this economy right now, the shutdown, first of all, but also the tariffs, because we've had you on the program before talking about how the tariffs are affecting your ability to import the stuff you need.
Absolutely. And we're still fighting that battle. We've unfortunately had to, you know, pass on some of the increased costs due to tariffs to customers. You know, they understand, obviously, it's everyone knows about the tariffs. And so we've been able to recuperate those costs. But, you know, what hit us particularly hard was the way the tariffs were initially implemented.
Right.
They were actually retroactive. So we did lose a large amount of money that we have since, that we still have not had reimbursed, even though we...
How large, sir?
Let's just say several hundred thousand dollars.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
Yeah. For a company of our size, it is. I know for some people it's not, but the exemption has been granted for
right.
one of our two applications, but it's not being processed now because of the shutdown.
So where are you getting your information on the status of your exemption request and other things that, you know, you sort of need to do your importing business?
All of the information I've gotten, you know, in regards to the exemption process and the Section 232 tariffs, almost all of it has come from Representative Jackie Walorski out of Indiana.
Oh, yeah. We've had her on the show.
Yeah, she's a Republican, and she has an excellent newsletter.
Huh.
And that's really been my primary source of information. There was no notice sent to us that the exemption process, for instance, was shut down due to the government shutdown. But Walorski let us know.
Huh. So what happens to you, Mr. Adams, if this shutdown goes another, I'm going to pick a number here because at this point, who knows, 6 weeks?
Well, you know, I don't know exactly. I think there's a lot of uncertainty, and that's the problem. Will we have shipments that are held up in the port? Possibly. You know, will we still go yet another month, 2 months without the funds that we've paid in tariffs not being reimbursed?
Right.
That's almost certainly going to happen.
Scale of 1 to 10, what's your frustration level?
Just overall, it's a good 8.
So you still got two more to go till you get, you know, to the top of the limit.
Oh, yeah, and we're taking it in stride. I mean, you know, overall, we find ways to work around these things. That's what small businesses do.
Todd Adams, president of Sanitube. They make steel tubes for food-grade and sanitary stuff. Mr. Adams, thanks very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.